Have you heard about Anchor? Well, actually you have. That is how I am recording my very own podcast. Let me explain. It's free. All the creative tools that you'll need to record your own podcast are right at your fingertips. You can use it right from your phone or your computer. It even distributes your podcast for you on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can even make money from your podcast. That's right, with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to get your voice out there into the world. So if you have something that you want to say, simple, it's easy. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's it. Hello, this is Bree, and welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussion and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of male marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so we'll share tips to make you the host with the most and the life of the party. Thank you for joining us, and remember to subscribe and review. Let's do this. Hello, hello, everyone. Let me just say it has been an amazing couple of days. I hope you are enjoying the storytelling series that we have going on all week. We have a couple of days left on here, but today you are just going to hear from me. Yep, it's just you and I. We're going to do this heart to heart together. So what I thought I would share is kind of a behind the scenes look at what I share with the guests when they come on the podcast. I usually try and give them some background as to why this podcast even exists. It kind of speaks to the heart of what birthed this podcast, if you will. So I'm going to jump to that. You can kind of hear how it all got started, the why behind the podcast, and then we'll jump back in and we'll talk a little bit about some other things going on. Cool. All right, let's go. I will say I absolutely have, I don't want to say always loved marriage. Since I've been married, I've really appreciated marriage and other married couples and that unique connection of like doing life together and to seeing the fruit of how it's improved like our sides of the family, our community. It's just, I just really have a passion for when marriages are healthy and strong, it impacts so many other things. There's like a trickle down effect. In the same way, even more so for our military married couples, because I feel like when the marriages are strong in those areas, our forces are stronger. And I mean, not to get all, you know, like extra pro-military or anything, but I mean, you know, this, it's our tribe. And it's like, it really bothers me when I see so many, and that's kind of the heart that this came out of. We had a lot of friends, and matter of fact, in the past 2 weeks, for example, I have found out that two more of our friends are getting separated. So that was kind of like Yeah, it was like a kick in the gut, because I was like, darn it, guys, I just started this podcast. Like, you know how I feel about this topic. So it's just, and even before that, we had several other friends who were just like separating or divorcing. And I mean, statistically, the military population is just a fraction of our entire populace. Like, as a whole, marriage is on the decline and divorce is a new norm, or people are just like not getting married, or it, so I get it. But it just hurts that much more when you have couples that have so much stress already put upon them because of their service, and they have these unique situations where they're not together all the time, and you know, a mission can come up at a moment's notice and you really have to be ready to go. Well, you're not posturing your marriage to be ready to endure that at a moment's notice. And a lot of these families are hit hard, and it's not that they're not good people, but they're unable to sustain and have healthy marriages. So this podcast, I'm not claiming to be like a PhD on married life. And, you know, I'm sure we will see so much as we continue to grow in our marriage. But I really just got frustrated because in the process of people separating or divorcing, I would look for resources. Like, I am that friend. It's like, wait, what? You can't find this? Wait, let me see if I can find, you know, a book for you to read or a podcast for you to listen to, or, you know, this counseling session. And, you know, like, we've offered to like pay for people to do counseling sessions and stuff. And unfortunately, the only military specific resource that I could find at that time was like, okay, go to the chaplain. Yeah. And I was just like, well, everybody doesn't like the chaplain. I love the chaplain. Like, we have some awesome ones right now, especially, but they're not a fit for everyone. And then everyone maybe doesn't want to go on installation to seek help because they feel like there are stigmas attached to that. So what you end up having is people that are like covering up their issues and they're not addressing it. They're not communicating. They isolate themselves. And then it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. By the way, guys, surprise. This podcast is sponsored by B. Carroll Events for wedding and event planning and design. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed just hearing the heart of this podcast that actually was the pre-show to episode 6 with the Come Home Project. Head back over, listen to that episode. I love them, love what they're doing for Mill Marriage. So, as some of you were tracking, super honored to be on this journey with the Armed Forces Insurance Spouse of the Year programs. Voting ended yesterday, so we are sitting at the edge of our seats waiting to hear who our branch winners are. But I just wanted to take the time to just give a huge shout out to my military spouses. Whether you were nominated or not, whether you happen to be a base winner or you were in that top 18, you are amazing. You do not need anyone's permission to shine. Just go ahead and do it. Be you. If that means just being authentic to who you are and being what that anchor in the family, that's enough. If that means volunteering and doing a ton of different things to serve another population or serve a cause that you have a heart for, that's enough. That's great. If it is holding a title and taking on some leadership opportunities and positions, that's enough. Thank you for all that you do, because it takes all of us to improve this military community. So my hats are off to you. I hope you all are encouraged by hearing all of the stories from our Armed Forces Insurance Spouses of the Year. I look forward to seeing what everyone does. More to come on this platform. I guess I'll hop into that next. For Hearts and Stripes, regardless of what level I would just like to say that Hearts and Stripes is just at the beginning. And I'm super excited about that. We are at episode 15, everyone. So we have a road ahead of us where we really want to impact lives. We really want to impact marriages. And I think we have some pretty good, a pretty good foundation that's been laid with the podcast. But I need your input. I need to hear what you guys may be struggling with, some things that you may be looking for in the podcast, because this is for you. This is also for me, because I absolutely utilize these tips and the information that comes out of the podcast. I know we apply it to our marriage. Still working on my clean eating like we did. We talked about the previous month. But all the things that are happening here, it's just the beginning of what Hearts and Stripes as a platform will continue
to grow into. There is more. And I'm super excited for each of you, and I invite each of you to be a part of that more. So that's Hearts and Stripes. I wanted to remind everybody, from the 1st to the 15th, you also have an opportunity to show and highlight your story using these gorgeous Nomadis bracelets. That 20% offer is still good between the 1st and the 15th. Again, shout out to the Armed Forces Insurance Military Spouse of the Year program. Thank you so much for the platform and the opportunity. We love what has come out of that program over the years, and it is only getting better with the Armed Forces Insurance at the helm, owning the award now. So super excited about that. More to come with what's going on with Hearts and Stripes. And of course, please let us know what you would like to hear right here, doing a heart-to-heart on Hearts and Stripes.
Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few and the proud that aim high and are forged by love. Born ready. We are Mill Marriage Strong.